Sheffield Live. Made in Sheffield, made by you.
Do you want to get your message heard? With low advertising rates and great sponsorship opportunities, Sheffield Live can have you reach thousands of local people. Get your campaign on Sheffield Live. To find out more about advertising on Sheffield Live, write to advertising@sheffieldlive.org or call 0114 281 4082. Do you like Sheffield Live? Why not become a friend of Sheffield Live? Sheffield Live is a community radio station, and friends of Sheffield Live are people in the community who make a regular donation to keep Sheffield Live on the air. Join the Friends of Sheffield Live by writing to friends@sheffieldlive.org or go online to sheffieldlive.org/friends.
Sleep deprived and I am wide awake, acting like I'm bulletproof. Lights are out, ignoring your latest move, ignoring what I risk to lose. And ever since you left, I'm chasing down the shadows of memories I've kept. I should diffuse. Sweeps across the room. Boys don't cry, they say so keep holding in, perceiving what I risk to lose. And ever since you come, I'm following a glimmer of gold. Don't go, come on, you can't refuse. Beyond the light we can live tonight.
Sleep. mana woyola ne mana kelela ne mana kelela ne mana woyola ne mana kelela. Ne mana kelela, ne mana woyola, ni nana bendela, anga ben, no anti ben, ya fa ne ma sabula kele mandi. Ni fila bena kaute siya kilumye fauka jeka ke sabali bauye wo dunya kabum joni siya kacha ambena angalada ambena angamiri na u masama kukelenda. Katolonge na yewele nebi naula alina nde siya kilenye alina nde mirina kilenye na ukwanga jeka foke na yewele nebi naula alina nde dine kilenye alina nde siya kilenye gani kele do ni nyanjo ya nyano ya neti duro Nangara terimauye, ali nanye sigi nyumauye, ali nangara asuma mauye, nikele duwe ni nyuanjuya, nyuandoya, netiduro, nyuamise nyuangorofo, kele mandi, kanichuo nyumdo. Nemana kelela, nemana kele mana woyo mana kelela, kele mandi.
Benito Antonio Fernández Ortiz, Yico Saquito, nació en Santiago de Cuba el 13 de febrero de 1901. Según el propio decir, de quien sin dudas es uno de los más importantes creadores de nuestro acervo musical, cantaba desde el vientre de su madre y siendo muy joven empezó a componer. Ñico es autor de más de 500 canciones, muchas de las cuales prácticamente han recorrido el mundo. Como un ejemplo de ello bastaría mencionar a Compay Gallo, María Cristina, Tadeo, Chencha la Gambá, Al Vaivén de mi Carreta y otras tantas que constituyen el reflejo de toda una época. Este artista genuino, este antiguo pelotero y fundidor, que por otra parte no estuvo indiferente a las luchas sociales, a sus más de 80 años sigue creando para la colectividad. Ñico, parecido a esos cuartos bates cuya presencia conmociona a los aficionados, aún está en el cajón de bateo. Mírenlo, se empolva las manos, toma la guitarra, al bate Ñico Saquito.
destierro se alegra con tus cantares.
¿Cuándo llegaré? ¿Cuándo llegaré al Bolío? ¿Cuándo llegaré? ¿Cuándo llegaré al Bolío?
We'll be right back. Eddie Grant, and you're listening to Sheffield Live 93.2 FM.
And a chainsaw bite. All he does now is drink and fight. Sells a bit of grass, hots up cars. Pokes a travel, never gets far. Loves his kids, left his wife. An everyday story of country life. And the red brick cottage where I was born is the empty shell of a holiday home. Most of the year there's no one there. The village is dead and they don't care. Now we live on the edge of town. Haven't been back since the pub closed down. One man's family pays the price for another man's vision of country life. Gentry, county snobs. Where were you when they lost their jobs? No one marched or subsidized to save a country way of life.
Since we've come in this town, since that we have all come hither. Fiddler, draw thy strings, advance. Play beside us, here to guide us, and these lads will show you a dance. Since that we have all come hither, and so sweetly I do sing, now my lads you'll take to singing, when you hear these swords to
thank you. Shit. I'd love him to have it, but that stuff don't come wrapped in ribbon. That stuff don't come wrapped in ribbon. That stuff don't come wrapped in ribbon. Easily.
I'm Alfie Bow, and you're listening to Sheffield Live.
Like it is, that's what I'm saying. It ain't nothing but that. It's just like it is. Like a light wind on the lake, leave my rebook and then I'm gone. Like a shadow on the wall, try and catch me all. The UK, that is all, 'cause I'm gone.
Last record, there was a mixed reaction about my storytelling. Most of the young people liked it. And then there was some of the people in the business who didn't think it was so. I got drinks on y'all. Then things were so good, but my answer to this is I'm going to tell another story. Well, when I was bowling around, I had me this dog, and her name was Trixie. It was a lady of the night, that dog was. And that dog and me, we hopped trains together, we slept out under bridges, and lived rough. She ate what I ate. Now, somebody gave me this dog. I didn't want the dog. Someone gave it to me. So we had many adventures and things. And if I can't tell you them all, but I'm going to tell you the one. We was somewhere in some town, and then I don't know what happened, but the police come, and they decided to arrest me. Well, that dog was alerted to the police, so it just took off. And this was by San Francisco. We used to call it Frisco then. But I was out, must have been maybe 60 miles away from there. And then, so anyway, that police took me and handcuffed me and took me to jail or put me in a car and took me to the jail. And the dog was just gone, man. So I was in the joint for 6 months. It wasn't so long. I was in locked up. But my clothes, I was such a bum, they said. They threw all my clothes away when I was locked up, and they give you, you know, the joint clothes. And so the captain come to me and he said, you're going to get out of jail, you know, the day after tomorrow, son, but we have noticed you ain't got no clothes. So what they did, they said they were going to take me out and drive me over to the city and buy me some clothes. I had, you know, I had a little bit of money left. And so they put me in a police car. This is a day before I get out of jail. Then I'm going to come back, and then I'm going to get released. So then they took me over to this store in San Francisco and went in and got me some, what they thought was some clothes. And then we get on the way out, and I open a door, and there's that damn dog sitting there. It's 60 miles away, 6 months later, and the dog is sitting out in front of the store there just kind of looking at me. And I go, man, that's my dog. And the captain looked at me and go, what? And he said, yeah, that's my dog. This old boy, he took that dog home for me, and they put me back in the jail. And the next day, they let me out of the jail. And so when they let me out of the jail, I had this dog. And it turns out the dog was pregnant. Well, I got me, rented me a place. It was a garage I rented. It didn't have nothing in it. So I had a sleeping bag, and I was sleeping in the garage with this damn dog. And the dog was pregnant, and one night it dropped 12 puppies. So here we are in this garage. I'm sleeping on a sleeping bag on the garage floor, and I got this piece of wood separating me from them dogs. And here's this old girl, Trixie, with her 12 puppies. And we ain't got no money, man. I just go out in the morning and go through the dumpsters and things and then go play a little bit on the street and get some money. We all eat together. And that damn dog would go away a little while every day. And I just couldn't figure out where she was going. And I followed her one day, and she was going across the road there to a supermarket in the back, and she'd go there, and a butcher would come out and throw her bones and give her food. She was cheating on me. So anyway, one day she never came home again, and she left me with them. You know, first I thought maybe I had 13 dogs, and I thought, man, that's a blues, man, a 13 dog blues. That's what it was. And then she done left me with them 12 puppies, and I'm gonna tell you, then I had the 12 dog blues, y'all. You think I'm lying, but I'm not lying. Yeah, this here little story is from my friend, Joe Cushley.
Okay.
Yeah, now I'm going in.
Oh,
Chicago, you come home and everything you own, yeah, is spread out all over the lawn. And it's a damn cold thing. And that's why I said there ain't no phone at home. There ain't no sugar. There ain't no love. It's all over.
The hills and skies. Hello, this is Nat Johnson and you're listening to Sheffield Live, number one for Sheffield music.
Sure.